everybody. This is Nikki Moore. I am part of your upline. I'm an ambassador diamond with It Works Global, and I'm excited that you guys chose to plug into the call tonight. I am really excited. I am sitting on my bed where I always do my conference calls. Isn't it cool to be able to work from the comfort of your own bed? But it's piled up with clothes because I'm trying to pack for my I'm calling it my mini Pennsylvania tour. So I'm so excited. We're going to be hitting Erie, Pennsylvania, and doing a One Team, One Mission on Thursday. And then we're going to head over to the Pittsburgh area, hang out with some Pittsburgh peeps on Saturday, and then do the One Team, One Mission with corporate on Monday night. And so that's going to be really exciting. And I know that there's another one on Monday night on the 8th, I believe in Reading. I think that's how you – I don't know if it's Reading or Reading, but Pennsylvania. And that's the same night, too. So make sure you check out your myitworksevents.com, because that will show you all of the One Team, One Missions that are coming around in your area. And so the One Team, One Missions are put on by people in the company just like me. And I do believe you have to be triple or presidential. I think it's triple and above to go ahead and host that. And then if the numbers are big enough where you request it, somebody from corporate will come, and that will be noted as well. So lots of events that you can plug into, and they're just popping up all over. And so we're trying to keep up with them on the team page, but obviously we're not going to be able to do that because they're updated all the time and getting approved. And so the My It Works events is the place that you'll want to kind of plug into every now and again to see what is coming to your area, so that way you can get in for a mini opportunity night. It's a great place for you to bring your guests, because corporate really explains everything that there is to know about getting involved with this amazing opportunity. And then sometimes there's a little mini training afterwards. So it's a very brief and short event, just usually typically 2 to 3 hours, if that, and so just something to get to. And if you don't have a guest, it's okay. Get there, because you can listen to the verbiage and you can talk to other people and hear other people's stories and just have a chance to rub elbows with other people and just hear about what they're doing and the success that they're achieving through the things that they're doing. So kind of exciting stuff. I'm really excited. So I was thinking about the call tonight, and there's so many things that I want to talk about. I mean, I wish I could have you on the call for 3 hours. I've just been thinking about things that pop up throughout the past few weeks, and a couple things come to mind that I want to touch on briefly. And one of the main things that I want to talk about is how to get the word out. We have so many new people. People are jumping in on this crazy train so quickly. And we want to make sure that we are getting people trained and we are leading them in the right direction. And so that brings me to the second piece of making sure that you're thinking with your leadership cap on. Even if you're new but you've brought somebody on, you've just become a leader and you start to fall into that role. So some of those things to think about. First thing that I want to start you all out with is the steps to success. One of the things that I love about the company is it's very easy, it's very duplicatable, and it's something that everybody can do. You do not need to have prior network marketing experience in order to do this business. This business will run itself as long as you follow these steps to success and you're getting the word out. That's all that's required. We don't need to have any fancy business tools. We don't have to blog right away. We don't have to know how to be 100% savvy on Twitter or Hootsuite or Facebook or Instagram or any of those other social media outlets. You don't have to do all of that. You just have to be able to share the opportunity and really, bluntly, open your mouth and get the word out to other people. And the way that we do that is by following these steps to success. The first step of three steps to success, three easy system or a system for your success, is join, boost, and auto ship. That's the first step. Very simple. Right now it's $99 with our promotional price to get started. And with that promo price, you do get 4 of those ultimate body applicators, those It Works wraps, that you can get on people or you can get on yourself to try it. We're having so many people jump on board that haven't even tried a wrap, but they're seeing the momentum and they understand the timing of this company and they know what we have in our hands. And so if you're jumping on and you haven't tried the wrap, that's okay. People do it all all the time. We do it all the time with everything in life, don't we? There's certain things that we're not experts at, and we don't know 100% about, but we get on board. So $99, you can sell those four wraps for $25 to $30 a piece, depending on your market. You certainly can put your own price point on and put $35 or $40 on, but I would give you the caveat of not losing a sale for a couple dollars because somebody else is priced at that $25 or $30 price point and you're at a higher point just to make a couple bucks on the wrap. The wrap is what I consider our babysitting money. That's our pocket change. And the real money comes in the compensation plan, which gets unlocked through these steps to success. But four wraps for $25 really makes this $99 opportunity a risk-free investment, if you ask me. I know from having a business, my husband and I had a business before, and that really didn't cover very much of the overhead that we had with his chiropractic practice. And so that's all you need. Then what you can do is you can add on some product if you want. You can certainly start your business off running strong with four wraps, but if you have gotten the word out and you know that your market's going to respond very well, or you want to hit the ground running, there's three options for you. These are the three options that I let my people know when they're asking me about information. Number one is you can add on a box of wraps for $59. That's our cost. So $59 extra adds on another box of wraps, and you'll get eight wraps to turn around and get the party started. The second option is to get that mini boost kit. That mini boost kit is only $149. And so it is addition to the $99, but what you get with that is two boxes of wraps, one box of facials, and then you also get defining gel, fat fighter, and greens. And so if you take the time to do the math, you will recognize that two boxes of wraps and one box of facials cost more than $149, even at our price. So you're getting a slight discount on those wraps that you can turn around and make a profit on. And then you're getting the defining gel, the fat fighter, and the greens for free. So that's the $149 package. I always let my people know, even if they're saying, I think I'm just going to start with $99, I have to let them know that they can only get the $149 mini boost at sign up. The last thing you want is for somebody to come back and say, I didn't know that I could get this because I would have got that. It's such a good value that people are taking advantage of it. And if that means they have to wait a few days to sign up, that's what they're doing because they want to make sure that they have all their ducks in a row. And it's a very smart choice for them to do that. The third thing that you can do for an add-on product is the full boost. That is eight boxes of wraps, three boxes of facials, and then you're going to get the defining gel, the fat fighter, and the greens as well. And so when you turn around and sell those wraps and the facials, it's going to yield you about $1,000. So that is something that most people need to take advantage of as well, especially if they're going to hit the ground running. So those are the three options that you can go with for your adding on your product and a boost and a mini boost option. And then you want to make sure that you get on your ADDV auto ship. It is imperative that if you are a new distributor that you need to commit to at least 2 to 3 months of auto ship. Because one of the reasons that you need to do that is you signed up for a business. That is the only way that you get paid. That's basically what differentiates you as a distributor between a loyal customer and a team member. And so if you can't make the commitment to at least run your first month's ADBV auto ship, then I hate to tell you the harsh reality, but you probably should be a loyal customer. So there's some benefits that come along with that, which come into step two. Step two is to wrap free. This is where when you have joined with the $99 business builder kit and you're on ADBV auto ship, when you gather four loyal customers in your first 30 days, you will earn a product credit of 120 BV. So what does that mean to you? That means that you can turn around and get two boxes of wraps for only $10. You do pay the shipping and handling, but $10 for eight more wraps that you can turn around. If you sell for that minimum of $25, you're going to profit $190. It's going to be $200 in your pocket from selling those eight wraps minus the $10 you paid for it, and that is $190 profit. That is a win-win situation for you. And then on top of it, those four loyal customers that you've gathered, you're going to earn 15% off of their orders, and you know that you have at least a three-month residual income with those four loyal customers. Because in order to be a loyal customer, you need to make a one-item commitment for three consecutive months in exchange for that wholesale price. That $50 membership fee is waived, and so they get that discount, and it's really way smarter for them to become a loyal customer than to continue to purchase single wraps off of you, especially once you've got that first wrap on them and they tried it. If they're not local, ask them, do they want to get a wrap for $25 or $30 from you, or do they want to get four for $59? That's a no-brainer. I would rather get four for $59 all day. And so wrap free is step two. The third step in our steps to success is our $500 guarantee. Not very many companies offer you a minimum commission check, but with It Works, we do. What that means is when you find three team members to join your business within your first 60 days that also complete step one and step two, you are guaranteed a $500 commission check between your first and your second month's commissions. And so if you don't make that from your 15% and any fast starts that you might get, then you will be given the difference up to $500 from corporate. So, I mean, that's, you know, $500. I know a couple years ago the statistic was an extra $500 a month would have kept most people out of foreclosure. And so $500 is a big deal. So once you walk through those three steps to success and you yourself have gathered four loyal customers, you found three distributors, and you help them walk through those steps to success, then you're on your way to starting your business. That's where you start generating that income. That's where you start gaining some momentum. And that's where you have unlocked all of those pieces to the compensation plan. And that includes fast starts. And that's an extra $100 that you earn off of each person that you sign up when they go through those steps to success. And so it's just a win-win situation all the way. So I want to make sure that everybody understands those three keys that you need to work through. And if you have had a hard time in the past, wipe the slate clean. We are brand new in April, and you can walk yourself through those steps to success every single month. I had a new distributor ask me, what do I need to do to be successful? And I said, you need to walk yourself through those steps to success every single month. And I've heard other leaders say that. So that means hold yourself responsible for getting those four loyal customers. Look for three team members. If you fall short, that's okay. You have the next month to go out and do it again. So how are we going to get the word out? What are we going to do? What are different ways that we can generate interest? One of the things, again, about this business, there's so many things that I liked about the business, but there's lots of different ways that you can generate momentum. And there's something for everybody in all of these opportunities. The first one is having wrap parties. You know, we are not necessarily a party plan, and I love that because we have the residual income piece that backs us up. There's other people out there that are in party plans, and they're very successful, but do you know what happens? When they stop having parties, they stop having income. And that's a really sad, scary actualization for a lot of people. This is something that you get paid on the back end for the fruits of your labor and all of the work that you do on the front end. But parties are a way that you can continue to gather that momentum. You can have your own party, and so you get those, ask those people to come over to your house, and maybe this is the only time that you reach out to your warm market, your friends and family, and you say, hey, I just started this amazing business. We have these really cool body wraps. They tighten, tone, and firm in 45 minutes. I'm hosting a party next Friday. It's $25, cash or check. Come check it out. I'll be at my house at 7 o'clock. I would love to see you there. You know, make sure you RSVP to me by Wednesday so I have enough wraps for everybody. That's it. That's all you have to do. And then you're going to call them back on their RSVP date and say, hey, did you get my invite? You know, I know we talked about this, but I wanted to make sure you're still coming Friday. Or I got your RSVP. Did you want to just do one wrap, or did you want to do a wrap and a facial? Get their order in so you know what you need. And I always have 2 to 3 boxes on hand, plus facial, so that way if I have extra people for a party that I wasn't planning on showing up, I have the wraps and I'm fully equipped for that. So asking people to come to your parties. Another thing that you can do is ask somebody to be a hostess for you. The the thing that I offer for people is if you have 5 to 7 guests that want to come to your house and try a wrap for $25 or $30, then what I will do is I will wrap you for free as the hostess. And so that's their incentive to get the people in the door so that they can earn that free wrap. And then the other thing is if they have more than 10 guests, I offer to give them a wrap and a facial. And so by having more than 10 guests, that gives me 10 people that haven't heard of my opportunity, 10 potential loyal customers, 10 potential distributors, and all it's costing me is $15 for a tummy wrap, because that's my price, right? And $12.50 for a facial, which is my price. If you went ahead and you earned your free product, then it's not even going to cost you anything to get those parties on the books and to offer the opportunity. And so parties are definitely one way to go. Loyal customers are another way that you can generate business. Loyal customers sometimes get overlooked, but we love loyal customers. They are really the bread and butter to our business. One of the things that people will say is, oh, isn't this a pyramid scheme? Is this, you know, I know how these things work. Actually, it isn't, because we have the products, and we are way more heavy with loyal customers than we are team members. And so that's our strength with It Works. We have a consumable product that lots of people love and they want to get their hands on it. We have a first-to-market product that they cannot get anywhere else. And so loyal customers recognize that, and especially with the opportunity that they can get that wholesale price, I mean, it's a win-win situation for everybody. So ask your loyal customers if they have anybody that they want to refer to you. You could set up a referral thing if you wanted to. You could say, you know what, for every 4 people that you send me that purchases a wrap from me, or every 4 people that become a loyal customer themselves, I will give you a wrap for free, or I will give you a wrap and a facial for free, or you can have a fat fighter or a defining gel. Pick the limit that you want on your business, but you could use a referral program for your loyal customers. You're not incentivizing somebody to sign up with you, but you're asking for a word-of-mouth referral, and people do it all the time in business. And so loyal customers are a really great asset, because they already know that the product works. They love the product, and chances are they're already sharing it with other people anyways, much like people do with a pair of jeans or a restaurant that they like. Oh my gosh, have you gone to this, you know, P.F. Chang's that just opened in our town? It's so good. You're giving a word of mouth referral without getting any money back in your pocket, where loyal customers have that opportunity. Loyal customers can also be hostesses for you for parties as well. So it's another avenue that I want to make sure that you don't forget. Make sure to follow up with your loyal customers. Touch base with them every couple of months, maybe even monthly in that first few months, and see what they need, see what their needs are, see what their wants are, see if you can recommend or refer any products to them, and you can problem shoot if they're having some problems with their goals along the way. Another way that you can generate leads is through expos. Expos are a really good way to get the word out to massive amounts of people, but there's lots of different types of expos that you can utilize. There are home-based business expos, there's women expos, there's health and wellness, beauty. We have seen small business expos. I've done a couple really small, I guess I'm going to classify it as an expo, but the swim team did a fundraiser, and the swim team invited about 8 to 10 home-based businesses to set up shop during their swim meets on Saturday. And then the only thing that they asked of us is that we would donate 10% of our profits back to them. Okay, that's not a problem. I can donate 10% of every wrap that I sell back to them, because at that thing, I got loyal customers. And so that was, you know, that far exceeded that. Or they'll just ask for a flat donation of $50. And so that's definitely something that you can utilize. Don't get sucked into a big money pit as far as an expo is concerned. You can spend anywhere from nothing to $50, $100, $200, $1,000. I just did an expo, and it was $1,300. However, it was 4 days. I had a local team that worked with me, and we scheduled people on shifts. Everybody went in equally to pay for the expo, and then everybody equally got leads and loyal customers and team members back as well. We split all of the profits from the expo back equally. And so if you don't have somebody in your area and you have an expo that you want to do, you can certainly get on one of the team Facebook pages, or you can email your Upline Diamond or above and ask if they know of anybody in the area. You can ask me anytime. I have people all over the U.S. and Canada and overseas as well, but you can ask and we can see if there's somebody in your area that wants to split an expo with you. And so don't be afraid of that. And then what I do for my demo tables is I just save my products as I use them. So when I'm done with my Vital jar, or I'm done with my New You jar, or my I get my box with my cleanser in it, I put my box aside so it stays nice and neat. And those are the things that I put on my product display table. And so it doesn't have to cost you a lot of money and then go to the dollar store and get some gems and make some posters up. It really, you don't have to put a lot of money into that, and you don't have to worry about everything being super perfect. The expos are a way, too, that you can get that word out. Blitzing. Blitzing, to me, should be your number one tool. Blitzing is something that you don't have to wait for somebody else in order to get momentum. Blitzing is something that you can create your own momentum and your own leads and prospects from. We have these really cool coupons. Everybody wants a coupon. Pass them out. Share the coupon with people. Do not be afraid if you're going to offend somebody. Dan Souter just said at the boot camp in Dallas, I love this response. People would say, well, I'm kind of nervous to ask people if they want a coupon because I don't want their response back to me to say, well, do you think I'm fat or do you think I need it? And Pam's response was perfect. It was, well, I don't think that you need it, but I know that everybody wants it. And it's true. Everybody does want this product, and so you have to offer it. Pam has often said, you are one Blitz card away from changing somebody's life. We're not necessarily even talking about you, but somebody else. Somebody else could be struggling with their health. Somebody could be struggling with their finances. And you put that Blitz card into their hand, and that's an empowerment thing. You've given them a tool to make a choice, to make a change in their life. And so don't be afraid to get out there and Blitz. I think of blitzing in two different ways, direct and indirect. The first way, direct, would be setting aside time to go into retail establishments. These are your nail salons, tanning salons, hair salons, chiropractors, gyms, health and wellness places, doctor's office. This is where you walk in and you say, hey, have you seen this before? Have you heard of this crazy wrap thing? I'm just in the area giving out some coupons. Would you like one? And then they're like, what is it? Well, this is what it is. You guys know this spiel, right? This is what it is. It's a body wrap and it tightens, tones, and firms. Flip it over. This is what it does. This is a before and after picture. And so at that stage of the game, you can ask for an owner or a manager. And if they're not in, I'll ask for a business card. And then I will call them back. And if I don't talk to them on the spot, and just say, hey, I'm just thinking of you. I love your salon. It's cute. And I didn't know if you had heard of this, because this is a wonderful way that you can add on residual income to your business, and you can also have an add-on service. So it's an opportunity, again, for them to increase revenue for what they already have in place. I know in Michigan we had our high taxes added onto tanning booths. And so there, if you go into a lot of tanning booths, you'll see some of them offer swimsuits and they have chapsticks and they have jewelry, because they are trying to increase their bottom line of a residual income, or not a residual income, but more profit. And so what you have to offer them is that residual income. The other way is that indirect blitzing. This is what I do every day. We incorporate it into our everyday life. I have Blitz cards in my purse, on my person all the time. And I will pass them out if I'm at the mall walking through, and I'll give them to the cashier. I'll give them to our waitress. I will give them to people. I'll give them to just a regular old mom in the grocery store. My daughter and I were out shopping the other day, and we were checking out, and the woman that was in front of us, Payne, mentioned that she was a hairstylist. And so I pulled out my coupon. I said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't mean to eavesdrop, but where do you do hair at? And we went right into the Blitz. And I gave her a coupon and let her know that have you heard of this? I have this. It could be a residual income for you. It could be an add-on service. They wear it for 45 to 60 minutes while they get their hair processed. It's a no-brainer. And so blitzing you can incorporate into your everyday life, and you can also set aside time so that you can get some prospects and get those business cards and then follow up with them in the next couple days. Another thing that you can do is networking groups. These are meetup groups, common interest groups, mommy groups, play groups, B&I groups, business networking groups, chamber of commerce meetings. All of these types of things, you can go to a group and collectively network with other professionals who are looking to do the same. And what's really nice is you start to make friends with these people and build a rapport and a relationship, and pretty soon you're passing referrals back and forth to one another. My husband was in a business networking group before when he had his chiropractic practice, and we have made some amazing friends from that business networking group, and I know exactly where I'm going to take my car if I get a dent in it. I know exactly where I'm going to go if I need a tune-up. I know exactly where I'm going to go if I need some office furniture. Whatever it may be, you can build a rapport with people and you start to trust them and you know them. And if you have a good rapport, then that's who you're going to refer your business to. And likewise, they're going to do the same to you. Sometimes people aren't interested in our products. Sometimes people are not interested in our opportunity, but they know people who would be. And so we don't want to burn bridges just because they're not interested in exactly what we have for themselves, because referrals are an amazing thing. And you don't know who somebody else knows. Open houses are another thing that you can do. Open houses, having one with at your home. I mean, you can do a spring open house. You can do a Christmas open house. You can do a get ready for summer open house. You can make it all up yourself and invite other home-based business people that want to come to your house and set up shop as well. I've done this for Christmas time. And I invited like 5 or 6 other home-based businesses, purses and jewelry and things like that. And then we just have everybody invite 10 to 15 guests, and they come and they shop at my house, you know, for a 3-4 hour time span. But what's great is I'm offering it to 15 of my friends who have already heard of my business, and maybe they may or may not have been interested in my business, but now they can go shop from my new colleagues. But they are also inviting 10 to 15 of their friends who are going to shop from me. And so I'm going to get the word out to more people that way. And so it's just another networking opportunity by doing these type of open houses. And then again, back to those referral programs with the loyal customers. You can do a referral program with loyal customers. You can do a referral program with other people that do other businesses. You can set up lead boxes. You can set them up at like hair salons, tanning salons, all of those type of retail places, auto mechanic shop, any place that will let you put a lead box up, and you can do a drawing for a free wrap from their business once a month if you want to. All they have to do is drop their business card or fill out one of those lead forms with their name and their email and their phone number if they're interested in the product, hosting a party, or the business opportunity, and you draw a name once a month and you give them a free wrap. I advise you to have a one-on-one appointment. Don't just send it out to them. Whenever I have a free drawing from an expo or a party or something like that, they have to meet up with me. I'm not going to send it to them because I want that time, face-to-face time with them. And so you could do that with your lead boxes. And then what that does is give you some more contacts for people that didn't, when you can call them back and say, I'm so sorry your name did not get selected this month. You can try again next month. You can enter as many months as you want to. But if you want to host a party, I can get you a wrap for free. If you just have 5 to 7 guests that want to come to your house, it's about an hour and a half, and I'll get you that free wrap. So lots of different ways to generate interest. But I would suggest that you try one of each. See where your forte is and see what you think what you're best at, and then continue to practice on the other ones. But I would strongly advise everybody to shoot for having a couple parties a month, at least within their first few months, to get the word out that way. Get the practice of getting the rap on people, of talking to people in groups. And again, you're talking to a lot of people in a short amount of time, and that takes up less time than having all of those one-on-one appointments. So with all of those different ways of generating leads, please, please, please make sure that you follow up with them. If you do not follow up with your leads, if you don't follow up with your prospects, whether it be a lead box or a party or an expo or a networking group or Facebook, whatever it is, please follow up with them, because if you don't, then you shouldn't have done it in the first place, because I'm going to tell you that the fruit is in the follow-up. You need to follow up statistically between, I don't like 7 and 12 times with somebody. And you can follow up with somebody by giving them a phone call, by sending an email, by sending them a text, by dropping by and saying hello. You don't always have to badger them with a business opportunity, but you can check in with them. And you can do that over a span of time. Anybody that asks me for information, I will call them over the span of, you know, a couple months, quite a few times. I will send them text messages. I'll call and leave a message if they don't pick up and just say, hey, I'm just following up with you. You requested information from me, and I just wanted to see what kind of questions you had. And so you want to be a good leader. You want to be a good person by following up with them and not forgetting about them. And so make sure that you do that. So with that being said, I have 10 minutes. I want to just touch on this really, really quick. I want to make sure that everybody in this business is running their business with integrity. I want to make sure that everybody in this business is thinking like a leader. Make sure that you're following up with the people that you get in this business. Sometimes people don't want you to follow up with them that much. I get that. Some people do. And so I'll often ask people, are you going to run with this business? Do you want to walk with this business? Whatever pace that you're going at, I'm going to match you. And I do have people that sign up with me and they're like, I'm going to wait and get my reps and I'm going to try it first and see how I like it. I can respect that, okay? And so that doesn't mean that I don't follow up with them. It doesn't mean I'm not, but I am going to make sure that I'm following up with them at least by the time that they got their kit, or making sure to check in with them to make sure that they got their kit. And so making sure you're following up with your people. When you get somebody new in this business, I want you to walk them through the back office if they're receptive to that. I want you to add them to the team page. I want you to let them know that they're going to be getting training emails. Do not sign somebody up and say, get your 4 loyal customers in your first 30 days. Go at it. And somebody will say, well, I don't know how to do that. Well, you're just going to have to get the word out. Brainstorm with them. Talk with them. A distributor in your business is more valuable than 20 prospects, because if you treat your team members with less value than they actually are, you're not going to have any team members after a while. Your success is entirely based on the success of your team. We are not in competition with our team. They are assets to us, and they are real people that want to make real changes in their lives, and we need to recognize that, and we need to run with that, and we need to support them. So think about the attitude that you have with your business. Think about the attitude that you have with your team members, because your outlook is going to determine your success. I want you to remember something very important that took me a while to figure out, because sometimes I'm very emotionally reactive to things, and so if you can't tell. But events are neutral. Everything in life, events are neutral. If your child drops a plate, that is a neutral event. Your perspective, your attitude is going to dictate your view on that event. You get to choose how you react or how you respond. Everything's based on how you view it. And you have the ability to change your point of view. And so if you get a distributor that's frustrating you, that's not getting it, that's maybe not doing the things the way that you want it to do, change your point of view and try to come at them from their perspective. Sometimes people are overrun with fear. Sometimes people are overrun with being insecure or not knowing how to do things. Choose your attitude and be able to respond or react with them. And think about, what is your take on events? Are you a leader or are you a distributor? Think about the way that you're going to respond. Are you going to respond as a distributor, or or are you going to respond as a leader? And think about that attitude piece. So I'm really excited about everybody's promotions this past month. I want to just clarify a couple things that have popped up. As we're looking, we have a whole month now to run with it. I know you're planning your work for this next month. We're still in such a big momentum swing, and we're getting so many people in this business. But I want you to think about promotions versus money. Are you a rank person or are you a money person? Because I am finding that people will kind of gravitate to one camp. Some people are very, very focused on ranking up as quickly as they can, and they don't care so much about the money. They just want that affirmation of a rank, where some people just want the check, and the rank is secondary to that. I want you to know that just because you rank, that doesn't mean your check's going to go up. You always want to look at what you have in the depths of your volume, and you want it in the depths of your business, and you want to look at what the volume is. I hate to hear of people spending $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 for a promotion when they're not going to get that back. That is not the name of this business. I want you guys all at the top. I want you all to be money, top money earners. I want you all to be ambassadors. I want you all to be black diamonds. A black diamond is signified strictly on income, and I want you to be able to change your life, and so I want you to be able to do that in a smart way. We want to work smarter, not harder necessarily, and so I want you to think about what you're going to get back in accordance to what you're going to give when you're going to spend your own money. And again, it always goes back down to helping your team members, because if you help your team members with their promotions, help your team members with their success with getting the word out, that is ultimately going to raise your check and is ultimately going to rank you up a little bit higher too. So when you start to think about promotions, I know it's really early right now, but when you start to think about promotions towards the end of the month, I want you to think about where you're going by mid-month, and I want you to let your upline know what your plans are and what your intentions are so that they can help you, they can chart you, they can advise you, and that we can make really smart business choices. Because, again, I don't want you to be a flash in the pan. That's not what this business is about. This business is not about making fast money. This business is about making long money. Long-term success is where we really want you all to be, and I'm totally dedicated to that for you, and so that you can make those changes in your life. But get with your sponsor, get with somebody up higher ranking, and let them know your intentions by mid-month so we can look at that and we can see if that's a good business move for you. So anyways, I'm so excited for everybody. Again, I can't wait to see everybody in I got to think about this, the west side of Pennsylvania in this next week. And Green Carpet Day is happening in April. Don't forget about Boot Camp in Atlanta. That's May 17th and 18th. If you're within, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 hours of Atlanta, I would suggest you get there. I'm going to go there. I'm making a commitment to get there. I have people in the area I can't wait to see. And I'm also going to try to get to Green Carpet, I believe, in April, too, because I have people down there that I want to see. It's just a really good opportunity to get in front of corporate, listen to them, and listen with and just talk to other leaders in the industry, and so that you can kind of brainstorm with them and figure out what you're going to do. So anyways, guys, thanks for hanging with me. 9:42, not so bad, 40 minutes kind of. But anyways, have a great week. Let me know what you guys need, and just, I don't know, make it happen. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.